Yeah.
Then you go back and get water, water just stream out of it. So you get it soaked in water all night, and that's it, and then it wouldn't leak now. So that's the way it is by them buckets with that rim running around.
Yeah.
Just keep them tight.
Well, this is something larger than a keg. A lot larger.
That's a bale.
Okay, where would you keep in that?
Well, you keep many things in a bale. You keep water, syrup, oil, anything like that. You can keep it in a bale, by, as long as you keep it, swell, it won't leak, but if it stay empty long, then you got to swell it again before you can use it because it will leak.
Yeah.
That's them bales around.
This is, you might keep molasses in this. Well, you ever heard of a stand?
Stand?
I don't guess that word's in this area either. This is, okay, now, this is something, if you wanted to pour something from a large container to a little one, and you didn't want to, spill any of it, like, what might you use?
I didn't know what I remember, but I forgot now what you told me about.
Say, kind of, narrow here, and then it goes up like this. Gets real wide at the top and real narrow at the bottom.
I can't think what it is now, but I know what you're speaking about.
The word funnel or tunnel? Okay, and this is something, if you're driving horses, you might use this. And
whip.
Okay.
Whip and you.
Okay, and this is, if you go to the store and you get some groceries, you might, they'd be put, what might they be put in for you to carry them home?
What I put in with?
They, at the store, after you buy some groceries, and then they put them in?
Bags, kind of shopping bag.
Okay. What's the bag made out of?
Made out of paper.
What do you call it if it's made out of cloth? Like, you might have feed in it.
You call it a box. You don't have any large paper, pasteboard boxes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but I mean if it's made out of cloth, like, what if you bought 50 pounds of feed for cattle, what would that come in?
Well, that would come in a bag. Juke sacks.
What's a juke sack?
Well, it ain't cloth. It's what we used to call bagging sacks.
You know what material it is? Is it like paper, sort of, or more like cloth?
There's some imitation to cloth, but it's heavier and thicker than cloth is, and then it's